Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Rain. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Showers. 60 degrees.
This is N8FLK, one frequency. This is November 8th, Foxtrot, Lima, Kilo, and Lansing. Just listening and hoping you're having a good day.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
NAWRO, hey Dave. Hey Tim, what's up? Not much, just hanging out here to see if they're going to simulcast the state net. Usually Jeff, KB8SWR, shows up and lets us know, but either way, I assume you're back in town.
Yeah, we got back a little bit ago. I did some grocery shopping and heading home.
All righty, sir. We got a lot of interest in Thursday's meeting, so that's good to hear. Really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to seeing who all shows up. So, thanks for reaching out to one of the members there. I appreciate that. I see him come in, and then it was just so busy I hadn't had a chance to reach out. Usually I like to reach out pretty quick, so I do appreciate you doing that for me.
Happy to do that anytime. I haven't heard a response yet, but, you know, you filled out the form, so I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll keep an eye one way or the other, or even on the air.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, good stuff. And we're good to meet up on Discord tomorrow, same time.
Yeah, as long as you're able to do that. I just got off of John, talking to John on Statewide 1, 4:30. But we'll try to keep it on time, if not maybe shorter. You know, just I think I just have a few things, but I'm not exactly sure what John has. But yeah, if we could, that'd be great.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that works for me. If we can, as long as we keep it within the hour or 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, that's fine. I don't want to try to go too much over because it gets into the evening and I want to eat your guys' time up.
I'm going to bring the state up here momentarily. We're stating that up, guys. So just letting you know. Keep me rest of here.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Greatly appreciate it. I'll be attending. All right, Dave, sounds good. We'll talk tomorrow. NAWRO.
Sounds good there, Tim, and I appreciate that announcement there, Jeff. 73 people, this is KYA Nuclear.
This is QF Wish, standing by Mutual Construction ARPLC.
KB8SWR.
Good afternoon, Jeff, KB8SWR, got you on the line. Anyone else with me to check in, please call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee
Net
Victor
Control, Fox, this is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, from Richmond, one of the AECs in Macomb County.
Oh, that's November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, is that correct?
That is correct, N8WRO.
Okay, roger that. We've got you in the log, and I also have the KC8YDS. Good afternoon, Ron, here also on the log. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan Section ARPS CNET, please call.
Back
Quebec Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. In and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Mr. Joe is actually in the log and also has the mark as in and out. Thank you for stopping back. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan section of the Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November.
November 8, Delta Hotel Charlie. Tim in Taylor, Michigan, Wayne County. November 8, Delta Hotel Charlie.
November 8, Delta Hotel Charlie. Good afternoon, Mr. Jim, and welcome to the Met. We have you on the line. On the first KEADON, I'll make one more call for anyone wishing to join the pre-net Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service call. Matt, please call now.
KF8EAP.
Can you repeat your call again, please?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa. Got you in there. Thank you for checking in. All stations, please stand by. This is your Met Control Station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic. This happens every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7332 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include reception officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from each group. So this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PNAC group, I have the following stations listed. KW5AS, N8OBU, KD8SWR, KC8YDS, NAWRO, KE4ZY2, NACHD, and KFACAP. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations wishing to join the net, please call now. Take a few reports and we'll then take a standby. I'll kick things off. Coming up this week, a few things on the calendar for Oxcom. Tuesday is the RECWIC, that's the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group, and now you know why they call it RECWIC. FEMA Region 5, so that's the six states like Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Anybody interested in public safety communications for emergency management are welcome to join into that. It's a Zoom call. It is at 9:30 or 10:30. If you're actually and you're interested in joining, drop an email to eloechoagdelta@arrl.net and I'll get you the information. Later in the evening, I've got another meeting. We've got one more session of the planning team for the fall set, and we'll be wrapping up the story on Tuesday night. So things have come together well. I think we're going to have a fun exercise for everybody. The communication plan for the SEOC went out on last evening. It's available. If you didn't get that message, it is available in NICEN under the incident, so in the incident document folder. Wednesday, if you happen to be in Diamonddale and they're near the state police headquarters, you may want to drop in the afternoon and wish the MTSCS folks a happy anniversary. It's 30 years, it's going to be 30 years that the MTSCS has been in operation. They're celebrating that and having a special event on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. And that will be in the main conference room over by the cafeteria area. And I'm just looking ahead to next Sunday. First crew will be hosting the, will be net control for the region, FEMA Region 5 Office Combat. I'll be going down to Diamonddale that day. I don't know if I'm going to make it down Wednesday, but I certainly will be down there on Sunday and operating from WSA-DOC. So that net starts at 4 o'clock on 60 meters channel 4 and will rotate through 40 meters DSR and DMR before the hour is up. So you can join the 18 feeder jump in. All right, with that, let's close on down the list here. We have 3W5AS to be followed by NAADU. Mr. Skip, your signal is great up in Menominee. How are you doing today?
This is TW5AS. Well, going well up here. You know, the weather is, typical fall. It's kind of damp and rainy. There's not much happening up here. This is a UP. This is the off-season. So not much to report. No real activities happening in this area. But I thought that, you know, I probably should give you a check-in from the UP. So I decided I'd tune up and find you here. It's one of those things I just have a little difficulty figuring out whether you're going to be on 40 or 80, because my only HF antenna is a 80-meter full-wave loop. That is 180 degrees out of phase for 60 meters. So 60 meters is electronically impossible. I would be running a null antenna. So that's why I look on 40 and 80, and since 80 was dead, I just assumed it'd be on 40, but I guess in the next couple of months, that's probably going to go back to 80. We'll just have to see. And if you don't know where Menominee is, it's about 40 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin, just barely in Michigan. I'll hand it back to you, KW5AS.
K8HGX.
KW5AS, KEADUN, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yes, the Menominee is a beautiful town there. I've driven through it a few times, and other points, such as the county. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate the report of things going on up there. Weather here is much the same. It's kind of rainy and rather cool day today. So fall is definitely approaching. We'll figure out what frequency we're on a given week using the FF2 calculation. And when it's above 7, as it is today, I think it was either 10 or 11 when I looked at it on the just before coming downstairs, that's a good indicator that we want to stay up on 40 meters. If it's below 5 or below 7, we have a better shot at it on 80, but definitely not going there today. So, all right, well, let's see. We'll move along. Next, we go to NAOBU to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things down there?
All right, presently sunny here in Danville. I don't have nothing really to add to that. It was out of town last weekend, and so I wasn't here. But I'll be here monitoring if I'm needed. Take care, and thanks for being at control. NAOBU.
Yeah, and thank you for providing the relay and providing the line, and we do appreciate your help as well. Sunny down there, huh? May have to travel south. All right, let's go to KP8SWR and followed by KP8YDS. Mr. Jeff, how are things in Saginaw County?
Evening, Max, and everybody on the net. People in the UP, if you want to tune in to an all-star node, WHCMN, you can look it up in generally that control gives the frequency that we're operating on for the week, so you can tune in to the All-Star Node on WHCMN and get that information over the air if you have an All-Star Node. If not, you can listen on Echolink, and you can generally hear the frequency there as well because it's all part of the same system. So that would be one way of getting the frequency we're on. Always something happening, Max, as summer draws to an end here. I didn't get as much done this summer as wanted to, but did get some stuff done. More to come, all in due time. Back to you, KBSWR.
All right, KBSWR, KBHUN, Michigan Section ARPI-KN. Well, we do appreciate all of the work that you and the rest of the folks at WHCMN are doing, supplements and emergency network, expanding that footprint wider and wider as it goes. And yeah, there are new nodes up there, along the upper part of Michigan into UP, and that's kind of neat to have happening up there. All right, we're going to go to come back around and within Saginaw County. We'll go to KC8YDS, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Ron, how are things happening? How are things going over there?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, this is KC8YDS, EC for Saginaw County. Last Thursday, we had our latest Aries training. We did our preparation, at least some prep at least, for what we're going to do for the SET coming up. We have six individuals that have signed up to participate in that. That will give us enough to run locations for a shelter, the hospital, and our 911 communications room. So that will be good at least. The scenario that we are running for this is a train derailment that's happened in front of the My Michigan Health Center. And by coincidence, there is a train track that runs right through the parking lot of that hospital, and that also runs chemical trains through there periodically. So that's the scenario that we're going with. We've got a chemical train spill that's derailed in front of the hospital. So that's the scenario. We're working with the county emergency management. We've got buy-in from both 911 director and our Covenant Hospital for that part of it, so we should be good there. We got a couple of things to do before that point to check out hospital, make sure that everything is operational at that station, and my person assigned to that location has never worked that station before, so we'll get him there one evening to go over that station, make sure he's familiar and everything's as it should be. So that's what we've got coming up. Looking forward with that. I've only got a week to put it together. I'll be gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this upcoming week, so that gives me just about a week to put things together and operational. So everything back to you, Mike, or Max. So this is KC8YVF from Saginaw.
All right, Ron, KC8YVF, KEATUN, Michigan Section ARPS, CNA. Well, that certainly sounds like an interesting scenario, and there would be, I would mention, a pressing problem for the EM to want to keep an eye on this. So, train tracks going through the hospital parking lot. That's an interesting one. All right, let's take a standby here, and we'll see if there's anybody else out there who would like to join us on the Michigan Section of the Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call. Are there any relays? Okay, hearing none, we'll start up, resume the list. Here we go next to N8WRO to be followed by N8DHC. N8WRO, Mr. Tim, you're up for comments, sir.
Well, thank you, Max. I appreciate it. Yeah, my name is Tim, N8WRO, Macomb County. And I'll just give another report on our little, well, it's getting bigger now, the recruitment project with the postcards. We have a total of about 80 postcards that have been sent out for the past 2 months. I'm happy to say that because of that endeavor, let's call it, this month we got three new people. All three are bringing DMR radios with them, which is nice because that seems to be a kind of a popular thing. And we would like to thank Jeff and everyone at Central Michigan, KB8SWR, for helping us out with testing those radios on their network. That's all I got for now. We're really looking forward to the set. We've got a big meeting on Thursday. We even moved the meeting a little bit closer to set day so that we can kind of better prepare for that. So looking forward to it. That's all I've got. N8WRO, Macomb County, back to net control. Thanks, Max.
All right, N8WRO, KE8UN, let's be touching the RPLC net. Well, thank you again for checking in. Yes, that postcard campaign of yours, that is a really fascinating one. I've been following that as you've been giving updates on it. And I think that's a really neat concept to reach out to the community of folks out there. And glad to hear it's gotten some positive response for you. I know that, speaking of the set, that Dave has been really excited about getting going with it. He was pestering me early on for a copy of the exercise plan. Of course, he had to wait in line with everyone else, but it sounds like you guys are getting ready and getting in shape for it. So hope you have a lot of fun on the 4th, and we'll look forward to maybe seeing you at the, if we don't talk to you on the air, I'll see you at the hot wash afterwards. Next we go to N8DHC to be followed by KFA-EAT. Mr. Jim, you're up for comment.
Very good. Net control. This is N8DHC. Good evening to you. Good evening to the net. It's been a while since I've been able to even find an ARPLC net to check into. I was highly involved back in the 80s and 90s, but I got out of it after.
November 8, Delta Hotel Charlie, Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar November.
I don't hear him, Max. His signal was noisy, so I'm not sure what happened. Maybe he lost his radio. KBS still here.
Yeah, that's what I thought of it to me, too. It sounds like he lost the transmission at some point. All right, I'll mark it down here, and we'll see if we can pick him up at the end of the series. We're starting to get some good comments. That brings us to 205.8, Echo Alpha Papa. Mr. Neath, you're up to comment.
Yeah, I haven't really ever joined this net yet before, but just kind of checking in to check in. Don't really have much of a comment, so that's about it.
Well, all right, KFA-EAT, KEAT-1, let's be pushing me out to your keynote. We appreciate you checking in, and you're welcome to come back again. Sounds like you were coming in on one of the repeaters, and this that's a great way to get onto the net if you don't have any chops. So feel free to join us again any Sunday at 5 p.m. I'm going to take a standby here first. I'm going to see if November 8th, Delta Hotel Charlie, N-A-T-H-T, if you're out there, this is K-E-A-T-U-M. Okay, no copy on him. So I'll take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check in to the Michigan Section ARPLCNAP before we close. Please call. We had nine check-ins today and had a run time of 18 minutes. So thank you for checking in. I appreciate you all stopping by.
Have yourselves a great week and enjoy this fall weather as it begins. I noticed some colors changing out there. It seems to be kind of early, so who knows what that means for us in the months ahead. But anyway, this is Q-Lake Lake, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Nation Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning their frequency to normal amateur use. KE8DON, out.
Thanks, Max. KBSWR, you're dropping the VHF.
And thank you, sir. The KE8DON.
23 all, killing the remote, NAW.
Thanks, Mike. KBSWR.
Thank you, Jeff, NHWRO.
You're welcome. Big group effort. Takes a lot of people to pull it off, so a lot of components in the work, you know. 7-3, KBSWR. Yeah, link's been dropped. Kiwi at SW.
NADHD, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 69 degrees.
The trailer.
spoiled brat girlfriend of mine going to go without a phone.
Thank you so much, sweetie. I'll help you load it back up in the morning when I get home from work.
I hate to give my call sign now. How embarrassing. KB8 OLE.
Yep, 8, BLF. KB8 OOE, can I give you my work phone number? KB8 BLF. KF8CLF. Did you want my work number so I know when you get there?
Hold on, I'll be back in the truck in a minute. KF8CLF mobile. Well, I'm heading to town right now.
Okay, you want me just to come and meet you outside when I'm, done with report and stuff?
Oh, when's that?
It could be, like, maybe 10 to 7 or 7. Is that okay?
Radio cut out. What's that?
10 to 7 or 7.
Hey, I'll be waiting in the driveway.
See you then. Thank you so much. KF8 BLF.
You're going to owe me one. Yeah, maybe it'll owe you.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, partly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Thank you.
3GXK monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.